We're away.
So, John, I've read your articles, Create the Culture That Eliminates Advertising Costs, and Values Can and Should Drive Return on Investment. I was wondering if we could talk today about, well, to find out whether your theory actually holds water and what value it presents to marketers. So what is your proposition?
I think really there are four propositions there. Firstly, that an organisation's brand can and should drive its return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, that the optimal brand is the outcome of an optimal culture. Culture delivers brand.
Mm-hmm.
The third is that developing the optimal culture requires optimal values. And fourthly, or at least in other words, that culture and brand are on a continuum.
Mm-hmm.
They're inextricably linked. The culture builds the brand and the brand reinforces the culture, and together they drive return on investment.
I think in your article you described that as a symbiotic relationship.
I absolutely do. I think the brand defines, or you define the brand in terms of what the market wants or will respond to, and that in turn provides a definition for the culture. Then the development of that culture then delivers the brand, and the outcome of that then reinforces the culture, and it becomes a continuum.